Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2013. Now it's time for OAUG Radio. And here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton. Radio AUG, rocking and rolling here in downtown San Francisco.
How much fun is this, man? We had a blast yesterday at the conference. Then we went out sightseeing. We had a great meal. We walked up and down hills. We hit the North Beach. Great little Italian
Chinatown.
Restaurant. Yeah, then we got here this morning, and they had the wonderful breakfast laid out. They even had bananas for those healthy ones among
right.
us.
Notice there's still bananas left. The donuts are gone, but there's still bananas left.
That's right. And we got a chance to visit with the OAUG, some staff to get the lay of the land. Then we had the Oracle guy, Cliff Godwin, in here.
Yes, the business suite.
And now it just keeps getting better and better. We have with us in this segment, straight from Think Place in Morrisville, North Carolina, from Lenovo. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Mr. George Tarani. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Good to be with you guys.
Well, we are delighted to have you. How has the show been for you so far, man?
Excellent so far. This is day two. We had a fantastic day one, a tremendous amount of foot traffic. We had exciting news that we shared with the world, and now we're beginning to see the traction with the marketplace, as well as questions and comments and words of encouragement coming from the user community.
Now, you're part of the Enterprise Product Group. Can you share what the news was yesterday?
Yes, most definitely. So the Enterprise Group, which is one of the largest divisions of Lenovo, announced yesterday that our ThinkServer family of products are now fully certified in HCL, as they call it, in that world, which means it's on the hardware compatibility list. The mm-hmm. value to that is, to the end user customer, is that they can be rest assured they can run their critical applications, Oracle application software stack, on these servers and get complete and full support from both Oracle and Lenovo.
Now, that's why it was important to announce here at Oracle Open World, right?
Exactly right, yes. And then this is one
he
of...
He wanted to tweet last week,
but he had to hold his tongue.
No tweeting, right? You had to wait till you got here, right?
Exactly right, yes, exactly right.
I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No worries. I lost my train of thought after that comment.
So it's got to be a lot of fun, though, preparing for a conference like this and knowing that you're going to have a big announcement. How do you attack getting ready for what must be one of the biggest shows of the year, right, you guys?
No, it is, absolutely. And also the relationship with Oracle. Who are we kidding? They're top of the food chain from the enterprise software standpoint, right? And, of course, we have a tremendous installed base of customers who currently run Oracle applications on Lenovo hardware. So what we really wanted to ensure was that we put their minds at rest, that their existing investment as well as their ongoing, so kind of future-proof their investment to ensure that what we do is fully aligned with what Oracle does. As a result, customers get full advantage.
Now, can you share an example about how you guys work together at the enterprise level?
Right. So I think one of the top priorities and concerns for the enterprise class customers is that they want to ensure that if they run into trouble, whether it's from a hardware incompatibility and or a software conflict, that they can go back to their respective vendors and get support from them.
Sure.
And the mechanism and the protocol for that is you want to ensure that the hardware platform that the application runs on is fully blessed and certified by the respective software vendor. And that is the check mark that we want to ensure is in place so that when, for instance, a certain enterprise customer has some difficulties and they reach out to Oracle, first question is, were you running this application? What platform? Lenovo such and such. Yes, that's an approved hardware. And now let's get to your problem. So, again, the idea is to make sure that we make life easier.
Right. It's peace of mind, right?
Absolutely.
Because once you know that the hardware is certified and blessed, then now you can just focus in on the software issues.
Exactly right. And, of course, both companies fully back whatever issues a customer has as part of their overall service level agreement. And that is really what we want to do. We want to ensure that customers realize that they can run their applications on Lenovo hardware as well as, in fact, get full support from both vendors.
What a fantastic partnership. Sounds like you guys really have that dialed in. So I want to ask you, you're going to be here for the next several days, and you have a fantastic booth presence. Everybody's got the matching shirts, and you're talking to people when they come in the booth. But you're out walking the carpet and going to educational opportunities as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're here not only to establish presence and let everybody know that this is what we're doing, but also we're here to learn. We want to inquire as to what the next set of requirements from our customers are. Talk to our partners, talk to good folks like you. So this is an interactive, you know, event for us, not just sort of, you know, putting up banners and setting up a fancy booth.
Now, and how do you leverage the users groups like OAUG?
Well, so I think the most important component that we extract out of that is that the one-on-one and immediate and unfiltered interaction. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that our customers have and not just the impression, but a real understanding and connection to what we're doing on the design side, and whatever we do in future releases of the product reflects those requirements and suggestions.
But from a hardware standpoint, a lot of it is just getting the word out that it is blessed by Oracle and that everything is buttoned up from that side, right?
Right. It is, however, as you know, it's a convoluted marketplace. Sometimes, you know, in competitive situations, misinformation gets out.
Right.
Sometimes you have preferences. Certain folks like a certain brand and certain hardware, and they happen to...
Those are the not as educated people.
Exactly right. Which
Lenovo
are very few here,
solid
of course.
Solid as a rock.
Very few here. So really, information is... knowledge is power, as they say.
Right.
And that's what we intend to do, to kind of spread
to
the...
educate. And to let them know this new enterprise server opportunity that's available to them.
Very much so. And this is the beginning of a beautiful partnership, as they say. So we intend to continue to come up with consecutive series of news and announcements that will benefit the end user community.
Can you share anything now? Or you're
he
still
has to,
waiting?
It's like a drip campaign.
Yeah,
he has to
slowly,
be very careful.
Right?
You're very persuasive, but stay tuned, please.
So let's talk about reentry a little bit, though. You'll go back to the ranch in Mooresville, North Carolina,
right?
And there are things you've got to do on the backside of attending this to make sure that you fully capitalized on the investment that you've made. How will you invest your next several weeks, months before the next big thing?
Right. So, excellent question. So we have...
That was a fantastic question.
I thought
about
yes.
A little long maybe, but it was, you know, the intent was solid.
By far the best I've gotten all week. So I would say, we have a playbook in terms of what we wanted to do prior to the event as well as post-event. So what we'll do is that we will continue to execute against that playbook, which are a number of activities that we're going to be partaking with Oracle and the rest of the sort of organization internally and externally. However, what we'll do is we'll go back and review what we've learned this week, and we'll make course corrections. So whether it has to do with specific types of information that we might have gleaned from these interactions this week that we need to get out, or emphasize certain points that we may not have more enthusiasm should have talked about. So those are the course corrections that we'll do. But as far as the technical track is on course, is on time, and as I said, you know, we expect that will be very well received by our enterprise
class. Are you getting
customers.
Any feedback thus far?
Very positive feedback, fantastic words of encouragement. It's great to have folks stop by and say, oh, look, you guys make servers. Yes, we've been building servers for a very long time.
Right. But it's important to get the word out. And it's the thing is with Lenovo and having that brand, that Think brand, so solid in people's mind, they think, a lot of them probably think it's mostly the ThinkPads and the laptops and those kind of things.
You're exactly right.
Kind of expand their mind a little bit to let them know that it's other things, enterprise level things as well.
You're exactly right. Lenovo is much more than just notebooks. We pride ourselves on our core competency, which is building fantastic client devices. But you know, we're a PC plus company, in the words of our chairman. And what that means is that we build the best that we can on the client side, as well as building servers that power those devices on the front end. And that includes not just client machines, notebooks and workstations and so forth, but also mobile devices. So Lenovo, you'd be interested to know that we build tablets, which are, we think, on top of the food chain. But that is really the idea, to again highlight the fact that we are a high-tech company with a vast array of offerings.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to own the word Think, right? As part of
that's a
family.
Nice little marketing play. That was probably yours, right? That was your idea.
I'd love to take credit for that, but sadly, no, it's not mine.
So, what is your backstory? How did you get involved with Lenovo? How long have you been doing this kind of work?
I've been doing this kind of work longer than I care to admit. But Lenovo is a new venture for me. Actually, I joined your organization not long ago, but it's a fantastic. You know, they say timing is everything in real estate. Location is everything. In our business, timing is everything. So I joined this organization not long ago, and we are in growth mode, and that's very exciting to me. So to your earlier question, how do I, you know, kind of get the juices flowing? You know, this is a great time to be with Lenovo. You know, we're in growth mode. We are building relationships. We are innovating. And this is, as I said, we hope to be at the beginning of a very long and prosperous partnership with Oracle and the Oracle using community.
Well, your passion and enthusiasm, I mean, it comes right through. And you're obviously very knowledgeable and articulate about what you're doing. I can see you guys are going to have a just a wildly successful show.
I thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for the invitation.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about the servers that you guys are got going, is there a website?
There is. I encourage folks to visit Lenovo.com and or Oracle.com to get specific information about ThinkServer lines of products, as well as the hardware compatibility list and the validated configuration that will be forthcoming for Oracle Database 12c. Either of these websites, if you don't see it up front on the homepage, do a quick little search and you should get a whole bunch of links.
How cool is that? How would you like to walk down the street and someone say, "Hey, Lee, how do I get in touch with you?" And you say, "Well, just go to oracle.com. You'll
find
me."
You'll find it.
That has got to feel cool.
No, we love it. We love it. It's great. Right. It's a great opportunity, yes.
All right, George Tarani, Enterprise Product Group Alliances with Lenovo. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, gentlemen. My pleasure.
All right, we will be back in a few from the show floor of Oracle Open World 2013.